Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes.
Oh, David, so hello.
Is that a McDonald's sweater?
This is a McDonald's.
Hey,
hoodie.
McDonald's, you fucking stupid sons of bitches.
Hey, buddy.
How many times have I asked you guys to just send me something, all right? I have been sent so many things from different fast foods, and guess what? That's fine. I love McDonald's. I've been harassing you to love me back, and I'm pretty sure that this is how relationships work. You bother them all the time.
And then finally they go, fine.
Yes, let's have sex.
Oh, God.
So it's been 10 years, and I'm just waiting. Just send me something. I don't know, a hat. Give me a fucking hat.
I guess you can have the hat I don't want. That they
no,
send
no,
me.
I don't want your leftover fucking hats. I want it directly from Mrs. Ronald McDonald.
So McDonald's sent me a bunch of cool shit.
Whatever.
It's a cool-ass hoodie, and it's a bunch of cool-ass t-shirts. Of course, it's a collaboration with Market. Market
oh,
gets all the motherfucking collabs. I don't know who their PR person is, but man, they be
Satan.
Locking them shits down.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Hey, let me ask you this, David So. Has there ever been a food that you did not have because of your brokenness, and then you were hesitant at first, and then you loved it? And we've already heard the charcuterie board story. So what was like a food you had never had before until you got a little bit of money? And you were like, oh, this is really good.
For sure, ordering a A5 Miyazaki Wagyu steak.
Aha.
And that steak was $180.
Yes.
And I ate that shit, and I was like, wow. That was basically $200.
Now, I'm still hungry.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I ate the steak, I was like, you know what? God has been really good. I worked really hard for this.
Yes.
And as I was saying it, I looked down and all my food was gone. I was like, and I'm really hungry.
So whenever also I feel like celebrating an accomplishment, I'm like, let's go get a bougie-ass steak. Let me get that fucking A5 Wagyu. Let's do it. And it's always like, you always want a bigger one. Until you start doing the math a little bit in your head, you're like, I'm cool with the little 10 ounce.
And then I start making excuses like, oh, if I had too much of this, oh my God, it would just ruin the meal.
Yeah, and plus it's so fatty and decadent, it's not good for me.
Absolutely not. I can't have any more of this.
It's so good though,
yeah,
right?
It's a lot. I could eat three of those.
So that's great that you brought that up, because I've such a funny story to tell you that I've never told you. And so, you know Nile, producer, yes. Wildin' Out. So Nile told me once, I remember the day this happened, it was New York, and it might have been, it was either first or second season of Wildin' Out where they brought it back, right? And Nile went to go to Ruth's Chris, and Doughboy accompanied him, all right, to Ruth's Chris. So the woman comes around, the waitress comes around. She says, how would you gentlemen like your steaks, right? Doughboy looks at her, hesitates, and says, hold on, let me call my girl so I can ask her real quick.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
He had never been to a nice steak place before that asked him, how do you want your steak? He did not know how to order a steak. He said, let me call my girl.
Or he could have just talked to the waitress.
Or Nile.
Or Nile. Or you.
And then Nile said, what? Hold on. He'll take it medium well. I forgot how he ordered it for Doughboy, yeah. But he was like, he'll take it medium or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But Doughboy was like, let me call my girl.
Get the fuck out of here. That's hilarious.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait a second. What? What do you mean? How it's done? I want it cooked. Yes, but how would you like it cooked? Let me call my boss real quick. Maybe what is this? What is this? Well done, medium well, rare, mid rare.
Isn't that crazy?
What the fuck?
I feel like even when I was going to, like, you know, when I was younger and we were celebrating and going to a nice steak place, it was like Black Angus, right? Oh. Black Angus was like, we're celebrating.
Red Lobster, Black Angus.
Red Lobster, Black Angus. And even then they'd be like, how do you want your steak?
Yeah.
And I think as a youngin', I probably did medium. No, I think I always kind of did medium rare because that's how my mom cooked steaks, you know? But you weren't a beef boy growing up.
No, I didn't like steak. I didn't like any of that shit. I just wanted seafood, maybe some pork. That's it.
I
love seafood or chicken.
Red Lobster, you've had their biscuits, right?
Oh, Red Lobster biscuits for the fire. The cheddar biscuits?
Dog. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
It was so fucking good.
Bomb. I remember just going, like, getting damn near full off them shits before the food even came.
Well, it was, like, iconic. Like, in K-Town, they had that Red Lobster that everybody went to. I think it's not there anymore.
Mm.
But that was a spot, apparently, in K-Town that all, like, Korean people, black folks, that when they were celebrating shit, they would always go there because that was considered the fucking fancy meal.
Oh, man.
And look at us now. I actually remember the sushi restaurant I used to go to when I first came to LA. Mm-hmm. There's this place out in Pasadena called Matsuri.
Okay.
And Matsuri is still there today. I think it's decent still. I haven't been there in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to that restaurant thinking like, shit, I can't afford fucking anything here.
Because
when I first came to LA, I literally had damn near $0 in my bank account. Yeah. I was that fucking broke.
Yeah.
And then YouTube wasn't really making money like that.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a... They just started doing the revenue stuff for people outside of like Kev Jumba and Ryan because they were testing it on them.
Because it's a select few people at first.
Exactly. Yeah. And so at the time, I got signed to this MCN. And I remember I had like a few hundred dollars in my bank account, which was only for rent. And I went to this restaurant called Matsuri. And then I looked at the menu. I'm like, damn, I can't eat anything here. Let me just get a bowl of rice, please. Like, it was like that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a buddy of mine just bought the meal or whatever, whatnot, because he was working in finance and banking or whatever. So he had money.
Mm-hmm.
And then when money started coming in, I remember I went back to that restaurant just to say, oh, I haven't been here in a while. I'm like, this stuff is actually affordable.
Yeah, bro. Isn't that crazy?
And it's trippy. I looked at it. I was like, I can afford this and then some. You know what I mean? Like, this is nothing.
Bro, first time we went to Vegas with the boys as 21-year-olds, we were broke as shit, right? Me, Peter, Eric, Rick, and we were so broke. We're staying at the Luxor. It was the best hotel we could get. We're all staying in one room, of course. And there was, we were eating McDonald's every day because that's all we could afford. And I think Eric had a little bit more money. Eric ordered some like nachos from a food court and we were like so jealous. We were like, yo, he got the nachos. Oh my God, these are the best nachos.
The one with cheese on it. You can afford cheese.
You know, but now it's like, oh, and I remember the first time going to Vegas with somebody that really, really had money. It was this dude I know. He like owned some companies and shit, invested some shit. And this was when I was still fairly young. So I was going to Vegas just to turn up, right? You know what I'm saying? I was eating like the junk food. I mean, delicious junk food, but I was going to Vegas just to party. I'd never seen the other side of Vegas before. And he took us to this restaurant called Milos. It was a Greek restaurant. It used to be at the Cosmo. I think it moved since then. But it was like Greek food. It was bomb. It was the first place I had ever been to. He took me and Rick, and they were like, sorry, hey guys, there's no hats here. We were like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, so we had to take off our hats. That I'd never been in no shit like that.
Miscusa. Miscusa, your hat. Take it off.
You look greasy like olive oil.
like olive oil.
I don't even know what a Greek accent is.
So. I don't. I just assumed. I just want Italian.
Yeah. It's just okay. Sit here on this hummus, and we will. You wash your hands with some feta in the bathroom. It just makes no sense.
It's all crumbly.
So we go to this restaurant, and the dude is like ordering us like fucking fire ass ribeye steak. It was like a whole ass fish grilled. It was my first time ever having grilled octopus like that. It was
fire
bomb, right? And then he took us to this little part of a casino we never been to. It was a small room for the big baller gamblers, right? Ordered us some fucking, like, I don't know, I forget what kind of drink it was, but it was just like my first time ordering some alcohol that was just like straight up, you know what I'm saying? Not no mixed fucking adios, motherfucker.
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
And I was like, yo, this is like, I could just feel like, yo, there's money in here, you know? And this dude dressed so like unassuming, you know? Didn't wear no designer shit, except for like his watch is where he splurged. You know, he used to wear really basic shit, but his watch was like fucking, I don't know,
a Patek Philippe.
Yeah, or a fucking Hublot or some shit.
Yeah, with all the other rich shit I don't know anything about.
All the shit that Jay-Z raps about, I've never seen in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow, I've never experienced this before. Money.
So do you remember the moment where when you were talking about when you first had that drink and you didn't want to mix shit with that? I remember I felt the social pressure because everybody who knew how to drink, mm-hmm. quote unquote, they know how to drink.
Oh, we talked about this already.
Yeah, but they, but what was the drink that you had though? You remember?
My go-to?
Yeah, what was the drink that you had, the one that was just straight up?
Oh, I don't know. It was some type of whiskey, whatever he ordered.
You just followed suit?
Yeah, I was like, sure, I'll take it.
I always
felt
like socially pressured, and I hated it. I was like, where's my juice? Where's the sugar?
I was like, yeah, okay. When I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll have what he's having. Sure. Yeah.
But that's because we always had bad alcohol, though. When we had better alcohol, I was like, oh, this one is not as bad.
I remember. Okay, what was the first thing you got drunk off of?
It was a Remy Martin. It was in an Evian bottle. We stole it from my cousin's, my uncle's liquor cabinet.
Yes,
filled
I
it up with the Evian bottle, got smashed, drunk as fuck.
Yes. For me, it was, I've discussed this, bottom shelf Popov vodka.
Delicious, by the way.
Disgusting.
You know the guy, what's his name? He's a tipsy bartender.
Yes.
He'd be making some crazy ass drinks, dude.
Sky John, tipsy bartender. You
that's
know what's
his,
crazy?
That's his real name.
Sky John, I had him on the podcast a few months ago. Sky John, before he blew up as tipsy bartender, used to do interviews on YouTube. It was all interview shit, almost like vloggy type shit, and he switched to bartender shit and it took off for him, you know? But yeah, he does crazy ass drinks.
He does a food thing now too.
Does he?
Yeah, it's terrible. The food looks so fucking bad. Like, you could tell he doesn't cook at all.
Oh yeah, no, he knows, and he admittedly, because he really is a bartender. Like, he worked as a bartender for years.
Yeah, his drinks look fucking fire.
But he says he catches a lot of flack from like mixologists who are like, what is this like Instagram shit you're doing? You know what I'm saying? All these fucking Sour Patch gummy worms and shit, where it's like, you know, it's gonna get a lot of views, but a lot of bartenders are like, like lifting their nose up at him like, that's not real.
Well, I say, like, real bartender people, your stuff is your stuff and his stuff is his stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
His stuff is like, hey, you got like 80 people coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to get like smashed drunk and it's supposed to be tasting good?
Yeah.
You go to tipsy bartender. I'm not looking for you. You're going to take a little bit of lime zest, squeeze it out, light it with the fire.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not doing that for 80 fucking people.
And I tell you this, one of the probably the best drunk concoctions I ever had was at a Daystorm party. Tipsy bartender was hooking up the drinks.
I used to get those two guys confused.
He got a racist. He got a
they're both very loud.
a racist again.
No, just a racist. Stop doing this to me.
He got a giant plastic tub and made a fucking big old jungle juice. All the fruit poured in like fucking 10 kinds of bottles. Sliced a bunch of fruit in there. Let that shit soak for a little bit. And it was delicious. And we all got fucked up.
Jungle juice, Ben, that was the shit.
It was great.
Everybody had their own concoctions back in the day.
Yeah.
You invite people over, you would drink it. Was that desk good, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody gave a fuck. After two cups, you didn't know where the fuck you were anymore.
You ever do a flaming Dr. Pepper?
No.
Dog. So there's this drink. I forget exactly what it is, but man, I wish I remembered. But it's some type of liquor mixed with something, and then you light it on fire. You can take the shot while it's on fire, or you can blow it out. Either way, same taste. And it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
And it's so good. We used to do that just in the backyard at Petey Flo's house.
I used to never like drinking too much. Like, yeah, we would get drunk or smashed. But if the objective was for us to go ahead and talk to girls, I didn't like to drink too much.
Oh, yes. 'Cause
I would get fucking whiskey dick. Like crazy.
Samesies, my guy.
Dude, I don't know how people just be fucking impregnating people by accident when they're drunk. You guys don't get whiskey dick?
I would get the either that effect or the reverse effect. Either I get whiskey dick or my shit is raring to go. You know what I'm saying? And but the key and the blessing of dealing with, I feel like, a woman that is a little more mature, had a little bit of experience, is that they are not insulted by the whiskey dick. They understand that shit happens. Specifically, one time in Vegas, I was at a big old Vegas party, and there was a girl I had met out there. We went back to my room, and I got the whiskey dick, right? I softened up. I had been drinking, and she was like, I was like, ah. She was like, no, it's okay. It's whiskey dick. It's cool. I get it. And she fellationed me back to life because she understood, and we were good to go. And I was like, how sweet of her. Not to make a big deal. She understood the situation.
She started doing a Doctor Strange incantation on it.
She fucking Scarlet Witch. She has black fingers, and she just rubbed the tip of my dick. And then the tip of my dick was like black and ashy.
Fucking, when you get whiskey dick, right?
Yeah.
So you just need somebody, because if I'm, maybe it's because when I drink, I get super red and I get like dizzy. That's why I don't like fucking when I'm drinking. I hate that shit.
Really?
I don't feel good. So I kind of feel like I already had the hangover before the hangover comes.
Oh God.
That's why I could never like hook up with the girl when I was drinking too much. Like if I had a couple of drinks, it's fine. But if I was like in like tipsy territory, it just wasn't going to happen.
Man, there's a girl I had a two or three attempted hookups with.
It never happened?
I was drunk because we would always be like, okay, let's drink. And then every time I would be soft, and to the point where she was like pissed because she's like, dude, I'm like, and she would be doing the most, you know what I'm saying? She was a dancer. At one point, dog, she was like trying to do the splits, trying to entice me and shit, and it just was not working. She's like, I'm fucking doing the splits right now, naked, and this isn't working for you. I'm like, it's the whiskey dick. I'm sorry.
She's like, listen, bitch. She gets like a fucking stick on fire, goes, pulls the fire out. You don't want none of this?
It just wasn't working. That's one of the low, well, you know, whenever I talk about my single days, where I always talk about, yo, there's some girls out there that were like, yo, Tim gave me some amazing dick. And there's some girls who are like, yo, Tim gave me just the worst dick fail of my life. That was one of them, where she just was never
Who's the one that you would go back in time and then just either like re-fuck just to be like, hey, I'm better than this.
We're not going to talk about that, dog. In my head, you know, whether it was whiskey dick or, you know, I busted too fast. Like, of course, that shit haunts you forever. You know what I'm saying? And you're just like, if she only knew how good I am now.
Like, I know what the clitoris is.
I mean, I always knew what that motherfucker was, but you...
Not me. I was like, what is this little speed bag? Bring, bring, bring. Started beating it up like this.
Well, I actually, and I talked about this on Shannon Boudram's podcast. But back in the day, when I first started like going down on my first girlfriend when I was like 15, I was online looking up tips, and I looked at like there was a website that like had a whole map layout of the vulva and where everything was, so I knew like where the clit was specifically, and like, you know, that what it was for. So I, you know, I just try to go in with some knowledge, so I kind of knew what was going on, you know.
Nikki Limo talked about this, I think, on her podcast, or it might have been on JK News. She said that before she gave head for the first time, she was like Googling how to give head,
yeah,
to make sure that she was the best blowjob giver in all of California.
I did some of that too, but not with blowjobs, but with
you're looking at blowjobs, it's like, This is weird. Why do I need to know this stuff?
Why is her clit so big?
Oh my God, China from the WWE. Rest in peace.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see
that's
that?
A big clit. That's a big clit.
You
yeah,
saw
yeah.
that shit, right?
I did.
What? That shit shocked the fuck out of me,
that
dude.
That is a giant clit, yeah.
And then X-Pac was having sex with her, and he's so much tinier than her.
Oh, just body-wise.
Body-wise. He's yeah. just way tiny. I remember when I first, I was like, that's a penis.
Oh, her clit?
It was huge.
It's a very big clit. I was surprised and shocked as well, yeah.
I looked it up a while ago, but I heard that's like one of the side effects for people who take females who take steroids.
Oh, giant clits.
Because the cells or whatever, the skin or whatever that organ is the same thing as your penis head.
Right. They just have a really tiny penis, yeah.
So whatever that testosterone does, it causes it to engorge and get larger. So that's like a side effect of taking like steroids and shit.
That's wild.
Would you ever?
If I came across a clit that large?
No. Clit's fine. China, a girl that big, like China, like stacked. She has not existed in this world. And she just comes up and she has giant voice. You look so cute to me.
You know, I think I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could.
But has implants.
Right.
Nice tatas.
Yeah.
But she looks like she could kegel the fuck out of your dick.
How's her butt?
Nice and manlike, just.
I don't think I could do it. I couldn't do it. I just. I don't think.
Tim has a limit, everybody. And I found it.
I just.
Brolic women. I finally found his limit.
I just don't think I could do it. Now, you know, look, if the butt was still like proportioned, like shapely, you know, like maybe, but I don't think I could do a like.
You know what would stop
brolic woman?
You know what would stop me? It's the hands.
Oh, because they'd be rough from lifting weights.
They're just big. They look like man hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where it's just veiny and buff and calloused and hard.
Mm-hmm.
That would stop me because it looks too reminiscent of a male's hand.
You don't want a calloused hand job?
No, dude. Are you insane? Just fucking rubbing against your shaft, just like it's a Flintstone trying to light a fire.
Well, we're going to Google videos of calloused hand jobs and we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I can't believe I finally found your limit. That's the craziest thing. You can throw anything at this guy and he doesn't have a limit. This right here, though, fighting a brolic ass woman, is his limit.
I guess so. But I mean, who's to say? You never know. Let's say I was single again and I came across a super pretty, brolic ass woman who was super funny and chill and down to earth and.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
I mean, who's to say, David? So.
Me. Let's fuck.
Who's to say? You never know.
You're a very, very open person.
I just feel like life is unpredictable.
I just don't want to be with a woman that could wrestle me down and beat me up.
I mean, well, that's different. Something a little hot about that. All brolicness aside, I saw this one porno.
Oh my god! Dude.
It was this tall. Now she wasn't brolic, but she was strong. This tall, strong blonde who was fucking this like smaller dude, and she was like abusing this dude. Like she was like picking him up to suck his dick, and I'm like, that might be interesting.
Oh my god, dude. So I was, every now and then when you start watching porn, you kind of go through like the same things over and over. But I forgot there was this thing that popped up. It was like a few months ago. But it was, maybe it's because they're catching on to an algorithm, because I watched a lot of UFC.
Yeah.
But it was like a porno where a guy and girl are like fighting. Like MMA style, oh, like yeah. fighting each other.
Mm.
And then the girl would like pin him down and then start sucking his dick. He's like, no!
Yeah, there's a whole genre of that.
What the fuck was that?
Dog, let me tell you about the funniest shit. I have it on my phone because it's so funny. I took a video of it off my monitor because I was like, I need to show people. I'm surprised I've never shown you this. It's so fucking funny, dog. All right, so if I'm correct, in this video, it's like... It's a fighting ring. It's a boxing ring, right? It's a naked black dude, a naked Asian dude, and a girl. I forget. I think the Asian girl. And I forget exactly what happens in this shit, right? Something sexual. And then the black dude wins, right? And then at the end, they do a whole like a WWE, like a scripted thing where this other guy comes in and he comes in to like congratulate the black dude on winning, right? Mind you, everybody's still naked in the ring. This Asian dude comes out, congratulates the black dude, shakes his hand, and then fucking like double cross, kicks him in the stomach, does like a body slam. And I was like, what is this? But it's so funny.
It's like WWE wrestling porn.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's great.
That's fucking hilarious. There is no end to the type of porn content you can find because there's always something that somebody wants to see.
Yeah, it's true.
In the weirdest scenarios ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You need to send me that shit. That's hilarious.
I will literally show you and Robin as soon as we finish recording this episode.
Some of the stuff that cracks me up, it's like, you could tell how ridiculous this scenario is, but somebody, it was definitely somebody's fantasy. Like, there was this one where this girl, she's like a Japanese tutor, and this guy, like, he speaks Japanese too a little bit, but she's like trying to learn the anatomy of a penis, mm-hmm. you know? But it's like, what kind of fucking 13-year-old dream is this shit?
Oh, dude, one of my favorite ones is because it's...
Bodu! Bodu!
What is Bodu?
Balls. Bodu! Kuchina is... Bodu! It's just like, she could like suck his balls. I'm like, what kind of stupid 13-year-old wrote this shit? It makes me die laughing.
That sounds so hot.
This one, it's for you!
Another Japanese gem I've come across. Boru? Iron Chef secret ingredient. Boru!
Iron Chef fucking porn, dude.
Oh my god. Hold on, let's put that in the idea box.
Chef Morimoto-san, fuck the best!
Bukkake!
Bukkake!
So another Japanese gem I found is this flight attendant comes across, and the flight attendant is white in this Japanese porn. She comes across a Japanese couple in the back of the plane having sex, right? And I loved it because her commentary, you can tell she's just improvising. She's probably on some like Japanese set and they're just kind of telling her, just say some shit in English, right? So she's back there and they're fucking. And she's like, excuse me, I don't think this is... proper regulation for flying in the back of a plane. She's just making up shit. She's like, I'm gonna need you guys to get back to your seats. I'm gonna have to tell the captain about this. And like, this while they're fucking. And then he fucks her too, which is great. It was all hot. But I thought it was so funny, you know?
There's that weird, what's it called? The, if you guys don't know what bukkake is, right? Mm-hmm. There's a udon like that, a dish that you
yes.
eat. And there's also this thing where you just nut all over a girl.
Yes.
And there was like a period where like Japanese porn was like the shit to watch. It was just popping up everywhere. Mm. It was like this girl who was like a newscaster and she's like reporting the news. You know? And then the random dick would come out of nowhere and they would just nut on her face and then walk away. And towards the end of the video, she's just covered in cum. Yeah. It's the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that's a little weird for me. I'm like, okay, how's this making anybody horny?
It's a little hot. You gotta admit. It's a little hot.
And you could smell the fucking room. That video was fucking weird.
I came across this old porn. It was literally like a 10-second clip that just in my like porn scrolling days, where this woman is talking. This had to be from like the 80s and shit, just by judging on the camera quality and like her hair. Yeah.
So, the big curly hair.
So yeah. this woman is talking. She's like, we need to, I forget, she's talking about some like, just some very like deep shit, right? And she's like, we just need to figure out a way to save the world. The ozone layer is deteriorating. And
get
she's talking
the
about,
fuck
no,
out
no, no,
of
look,
here.
She's talking about this, and then all of a sudden, a guy just comes in with his penis and puts it in her mouth. That's the whole clip. It's like 10 seconds long. She's like, we need to find a way to fix what's going on. And just, she just goes, oh,
we don't need to hear your ideas. Just suck my dick. Bow, bow, bow. That's hella funny, dude.
And it's terrible. But what's great is...
Yes, that's what I meant.
But it's terrible. But it's like, the thing is like... She was a part of this little sketch, basically. That's what makes me laugh. The whole sketch aspect... of porn, right? And another one which cracks me up. I look it up on occasion just to laugh. I don't even watch the fucking part. I just watch the beginning. It's this guy named James Dean, very popular male porn star, and another and a girl, and they're chilling. And you can tell they're fucking about to crack up, but they're just improvising this line, right? They're sitting there, they're cuddled up in the park, and they're like, "Oh man, I'm so grateful for our lemon trees. We have just the most beautiful lemon trees."
And the dick comes in. No.
And the girl's like, "Oh yes, I love our lemon trees. They're just, they smell so nice, and oh, the lemons are so delicious." And then it cuts to another girl in the back who's naked, fucking picking lemons from the tree, and then she's like, and then the girl's like, "Oh yes, our lemon tree. Wait, have you checked on our lemon trees lately?" And the guy's like, "I think someone's stealing from our lemon tree." And the guy goes, "What the fuck?" And then that's still the whole beginning of it.
It's like, no, man, you overacted that part a little bit. Bring it down just a little bit.
No, it's perfect. It's the best.
"I think somebody's stealing our lemon tree." What the fuck?
Oh, I'll show you. Actually, let's watch it right now.
Oh my god, dude.
I'll look it up for you. We'll play it on the microphone so you guys can hear it, and you can look it up later when you're on Pornhub or whatever, or what may have you.
There was a period in the 80s, I believe, where they were doing like high production films. There was one in the Alice in Wonderland version,
and they would go to like small theaters and shit.
Really?
Yeah. There used to be like porn theaters.
There was what's the one? The one that's really, it actually won awards, Caligula.
Caligula, yes.
Caligula.
Caligula was like a whole ass.
It was
like
a whole ass movie, dude. Yeah. Like a straight up fucking film.
Ah, lemon stealing whores. Okay, here's just.
God,
here's
I'm just, sorry, that's the fucking the most intro. Direct title I've ever heard of.
Okay, ready?
Yes, Haley. I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
The acting.
Me too. And sprouted fruitful lemony lemons.
I know, me too. I mean, imagine, we can make lemonade. Lemon pie. Lemon meringue pie.
I think it's the most valuable property that we have.
I do agree. I think we should go to the bank and
all
get
improv.
A loan. Actually, I think we should just get lemon tree insurance.
I think you're right.
And then get a loan and use the lemon tree as collateral because it is now insured. I truly do love our lemon tree.
Just imagine a life full of lemon trees.
I know. And all our beautiful lemons.
Endless possibilities.
They're so beautiful.
I wish I was a lemon.
You wish you were a lemon? If you were a lemon, I would put you on my shelf
the
and
worst
cherish
you. Improv
like I cherish all
I've ever heard in my life.
I only hope that the whores aren't stealing our lemons. You know, those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community.
Yeah, lemon stealing whores.
Because no one will take our prized lemons from us.
Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree?
It has been about 10 seconds till we looked at our lemon tree.
Oh, hey!
Hey, what the fuck?
We're stealing our lemon.
That is the worst improv I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't it great?
He's like, yeah, you know, just, I wish you were a lemon.
Yeah.
I'd put you on a shelf and ferment you and maybe make some Meyer lemon juice.
Genius.
That is the worst fucking improv I've ever heard in my fucking life, dude.
But the best.
He sounds like fucking Bubba Gump shrimp. Sautéed shrimp.
It's like one of those things. And what's great is like, they know it's bad, which is why it's so funny.
I'm just like, hurry up and get to the fucking, please.
Normally I do. Normally I'm Mr. Fast Forward Button. But this right there, I will watch that every time.
So I was on an episode of JK News recently.
What's that?
It's a show where we joke about the news.
Okay.
Yeah. And you've been on there multiple times.
Sounds problematic.
Yeah. So, about JK News, and we're joking around. Mm. And then I forgot how the topic came up, right? But it was the idea of like masturbating. Mm. And I feel like a lot of people take a lot of time into their masturbation.
Yeah.
I do not.
Mm.
Mine's very utilitarian.
Mm.
Do you have to watch something as you masturbate, or can you just go off your mind?
I prefer to watch something. Going off my mind is, I feel like I'm jerking off like a caveman. I feel like, what am I using my brain for?
That is what I do.
Interesting.
I have hieroglyphs on the wall, and I go, ooh.
You use your imagination to jerk off?
Well, because if I have to jerk off, it's very utilitarian, and it's like, I just need to come.
Interesting.
So I could just think of a porn that I just saw the other day, right? Just real quick in the shower, and I just jack off real fast, nut real quick, and I'm done.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't need to see something here and then fucking jack off.
No, I need some visual stimulation where like I'm not even, and I do like to enjoy myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I...
get the keyboard out.
Yeah, no, I'm not on my phone. I don't use my phone. I use either my laptop or my desktop because... I need both hands because one hand is stroking while the other hand sometimes is just playing with my balls a little bit. So I have a double hand combo situation. Just like,
I am the odd man out. Why does everybody take so much time to jack off, dude?
Because I feel like it's like self-care. It's like your personal time. You know what I'm saying?
Like for some reason now, like when other people jack off, I'm envisioning them with classical music in the back. I mean, dun, 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 dun. You get the napkin out.
There was a time in my life, in my high school jerking off days, where I would, you know, get home from school, take a shit, take a shower, lotion up my whole body, and I would sit there naked, load up a porn, and jack off.
That's so much work.
I know, because I was like thoroughly looking forward to that part of my day. You know what I'm saying? It was like, if you could imagine, it's like, as opposed to just, you're hungry so you slam a donut real quick to satisfy your hunger.
That's how I jack off.
Yeah. You know, for me, I'm making a croissant sandwich with Grey Poupon.
You just have the Rolodex of DVDs. Well, which one should I see today? It's like, it's wine.
Yeah, no, it's like Clueless. I push the button and it's all...
What vintage is this? Ah, I do enjoy this one. This one's from 1973.
Brown pubes from the 80s.
Am I going pubes or pubeless today? Ah, Japanese pubes it is. Here we go. Sometimes curly, a little bit too straight sometimes. Here we are.
My favorite. Yes, I love it.
That's a lot of work, though.
I mean, no, I don't do all that anymore. Now it's like, okay, let's say Chia's asleep, the baby's asleep, everybody's asleep.
You just pretend like you're praying next to the bed and jack off again. No,
not anymore. I got my desktop. We're now like, or it used to be before we had Veda, when Chia went to go run errands or some shit, I'm like, all right, time to jack off, baby. Let's go.
And then she's like, I forgot my key. okay.
But I would definitely, here's what I do, like, it's not that crazy, but I will load up, I will look for at least 3 different videos that I will find. I think this looks good. I will pause and I will let it load while I look for another video, which I will then pause, let that load, so I can click in between the 3 different ones for the best parts.
Do you have a whole system down?
Oh, yeah.
You know what the weirdest thing that a girl has ever asked me to do?
What?
Was for me to masturbate in front of her.
You think that's weird?
I think that's a little odd. Like, I couldn't, it was very odd for me, because I'm like, not that she wanted to see me, but she wanted to, Like, we would make out and then we're about to fuck, but mm-hmm. she wanted me to jack off and then she wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
This is weird. Like, this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I've been in that situation and it wasn't, like, I wouldn't say it felt weird to me, but it did feel like, I don't know, like, it took me a while to really stay, like, hard.
You
know
what I'm saying? I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't get into it. It was a little weird because I want you to touch it.
But I know guys who, one, think that's really hot, like, and get off on that. And,
oh, the Louis C.K. style.
And two, I know girls who just really love seeing a guy jizz. Like, they get off on seeing, like, not only the guy jizz, but hearing a jizz noise. Hearing the guy and his
squish. Oh, I bet you meant
no, the not the actual jizz coming out of the hole.
Squeedy. she has to get really close to the dick to hear it. I gotta hear it.
She's like, let me hear the.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna go dock each other's penises, and we'll be right back. Yeah, because I feel like diddling and jerking off or doing that to somebody, it's probably the most difficult thing. Because, you know, like hands are like, and that type of touch is so complicated.
Yeah.
You know? All right, let's get back into it.
What the fuck were we talking about?
So, yeah, man, all right, well, let's jack off in front of each other right now.
Oh, let me tell you something. You know, if I get you in the eye, I get $100.
Oh, my God.
Get really close to it, too. You're going to have to hear it.
Squeedy.
So, you know, randomly speaking of, I knew a girl who got really, really upset at her husband because he would jack off so much that when they would hook up, like, no cum would come out. It would be like, you know, that weak ass cum. And she would get so mad at him. Like, how many times did you jack off today?
Mm.
She would get so, because she said as a woman, it felt really good to see the cum. Like, I did that. Like, that's my fucking work.
I can understand
and
that.
And so when she would, like, whatever, give him a hand job or whatever, whatnot, they would fuck. And then she would see, like, this liquidy, clear shit come out. She goes, did you just jack off, like, fucking how many times a day? And so she would get super upset, but he would be addicted to jacking off.
Wow.
Because every time they would hook up, he would barely come. I'm like, wait, did you come? Like, how many times did you jack off today?
That I see why that would be annoying.
It made her feel less of a woman.
Right. Especially when, like, you know, have you ever purposely, like, you know, not jacked off for a while because, you know, you anticipated some sex coming up, like, later that week? To, like, build up for that nut?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The only tricky part about that is, like, if you do it for too long, you come super fast.
Right, I know.
So that's that weird, like, odd spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would be like, let's say if it's not, let's say I didn't jack off for, like, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming fast. Like, it's going to be instant.
Yes,
and it's
yes,
like,
yes.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, yeah.
But hopefully I'll be able to run it back twice.
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes, you know, hopefully you get that. Well, that's the beauty of long-term relationships, right? It's like you get a second chance, but even if you fuck up, it's like, oh, well, we can do this next week.
Redo.
Yeah, because, man, when you don't nut for a long time and you finally nut, it's like, oh, my God, I understand why.
Dude,
people do this.
I can do my taxes immediately. The mental clarity is fucking insane, especially when you're younger and then all you have is cum in your balls. You can't think straight.
It leaks into your brain, I think.
You literally can't think straight. I remember as a young kid, after I would jack off, I mean, even now as an adult, but, like, after I jacked off, like, everything was just clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can fucking do my homework now.
Yes, bro. I remember one time, I don't know if this was college or high school, I remember feeling like, I'm going to see how long I can go without jacking off. And I went, like, a month, and I could not remember, like, my name. It was like... I was like in a fucking coma, dog.
Tim. Who's Tim? Who's Tim?
I'm like, what? Where am I?
Dog, I don't think I ever told this story before.
Okay.
So this is one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. And it's not, until this day, I've wanted to explain to this dude, but he just didn't talk to me anymore after this because he was just so awkward. So during college, when I was at UCR, there was the movie 300 came out.
Mm-hmm.
So 300 really motivated people to get fucking fit.
Yeah.
So my first year of college, I got really fucking fat. Second year, I decided to lose a lot of weight. And 300 really inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, Men's Health put out an article called the 300 workout.
Okay.
So like Leonidas, Gerard Butler did this workout. It was fucking insane. It was a ridiculous circuit that had to do just... It was a circuit that required, what's it called? The, you know, CrossFit shit.
Mm.
And this is before CrossFit got really big.
Mm.
So we all went ham on this shit. And because I was trying to get really, really buff and fit. I lost a lot of weight. Mm. I lost like 30 pounds like in a month.
Oh, shit.
And then, but I fucked up my back super bad. I'm trying to do all this like CrossFit movements, these snatches, these cleans, or whatever the fuck that it was. Hurt my back. I was in my dorm apartment, right? And then I forgot that day my buddy was supposed to come over and hang out.
Mm.
But I threw out my back so bad, I was in hella pain.
Mm.
I couldn't fucking move. I could barely move. It was my lower back. I actually had a herniated disc in my lower back.
Oh, God.
Didn't know that shit. Had no ice, nothing in the fridge. But the only thing we had was like our bathroom floor. So I literally had to lay on the bathroom floor,
mm-hmm.
put my legs up so my lower back would touch the floor.
Okay.
But I had to pull my pants down just to get the cold tile on my floor, on the floor, right?
Okay.
And then I took like a few Tylenol just to get the pain away, and I couldn't sleep all night. So basically my pants are down on the toilet.
Legs up.
Legs up, knock the fuck out.
Okay.
And then my buddy comes in the bathroom, and then this fool's like, oh shit, my bad. I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on. And I remember I was like, bro, do you think I was jacking off? He's like, no, I wasn't jacking off. He goes, hey, I don't care what you do. I was like, no. I wasn't why would I jack off with my feet on the toilet?
Yeah.
Like the most uncomfortable, disgusting place to be at. Yeah, and my bed is right there.
Right.
And I was like, he's like, dude, I don't care what you do. I was like, no. Don't say I don't care what you do. Say I wasn't jacking off. Okay? And he's like, dude, free country. And he just like, I was getting hella frustrated because I'm like, bro, I wasn't jacking off.
None of my business, dude.
No. Listen, I wasn't jacking off.
Hey, man. Whatever you do in your free time, dude, is what you do.
Whatever you gooks do, I don't know what kind of ninja shit that was.
What you guys do in China?
Yeah. Like, I was, to this day, he thinks I was jacking off in the bathroom.
Hilarious.
And I'm like, why would I jack off in the bathroom with the doors all open? That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe that's your kink.
It is not.
Getting caught.
I was on the floor, dick out.
Whatever you want to do, dog, I'm not here to kink shame you.
I will fucking kill you, I swear to God.
Dog, I saw this TikTok the other day. Rick sent it to me. This guy's doing interviews on the street, like a lot of these TikToker kids do, you know? He asked this guy, what's the freakiest shit you've ever done? This older black dude. He's like, probably suck my own dick, came in my mouth.
What the fuck? No, that's crazy.
Yeah. He was like, and he was a fit guy. He's like, yeah, you know, I just gonna put my legs like over my head and suck my own dick and until I came in my mouth. Said a real matter of factly.
That's fucking weird. And the dong on this guy, huh?
Yeah, the dong and the flexibility. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. If we could all reach, every dude probably at least lick his dick once. But I'm never coming in my own mouth, bro.
He's about to come. He's like, should I do this? I don't know. Should I just fuck it? Let's go.
Oh, no. You should have heard how calm this man was. That was his plan from the beginning. He's like, yeah, some own dick came in my mouth. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's trippy as hell.
It was some shit, yeah.
There's some weird people in this world, man.
Look, everybody's different, David. So, you know, everyone's into different things, different strokes. For different folks.
What, you like suck your own dick? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and what?
And then, look, man, whatever you do, you're free to, I don't fucking care. No, I'm saying I did it on purpose. I don't care what you did on purpose.
You look, you jack off with your own hand, don't you?
That was the thing that, oh, were you a part of that episode of JK News when they couldn't understand the concept of the jacking off thing?
You asked me that question on an old No Chaser that we did in my house.
Yeah, that's hard to explain to somebody.
What was the situation again?
It was basically like they didn't understand how you could, number one, watch another guy as a heterosexual male having sex with like watching another dude's penis and then you're touching your own penis. So it, essentially they're saying like, as a heterosexual male, isn't that gay?
To watch a dude fuck a girl?
Yeah.
And they
and then you touching your own dick, like aren't you just basically jacking off a man?
That's silly.
Isn't that silly though? But like there were some girls who didn't understand it on JK News. They didn't get it. They
the
didn't
girls were saying this?
Yeah.
What?
They didn't understand. And I'm like, no. When we watch porn, it's not us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's us in there.
Right. You're, if anything, you're just kind of like, and I always try to tell girls, it's not that we're watching this girl and being like, I wish I was fucking this girl. You just kind of like, especially me, I need a visual example of what's happening for me. I need to see a peen going in a vagine so I can like help me feel this vagine on me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like
astral project.
Yeah, well, I'm not like, that guy's dick looks so good going into going into her. This guy's dick looks so good going in there. I need to touch myself.
I be getting hella mad sometimes when I watch porn, and it's like the weirdest angle of the ball sack. It's like, who?
That's the worst angle, dog. The fucking 90s porn. Look, new porn, they don't do that shit anymore. 90s porn loves that angle, dog, of the underneath balls deep angle. Terrible.
Yeah, why? Who's this guy that decided to do this? They go, you know what? This angle in here is the best. And then right before they're about to come, they put it to the guy's face.
Oh,
and
my God.
And then my dick
God.
Goes, boop, soft. And I'm like, why? Why you do that, guy? Why you do that, man? Like, we're chilling.
The worst.
Everything was fine up until that point. Why'd you do that?
Well, maybe you're one of those, you know, porn's for everybody, David. You know, sometimes people like jizzing to man faces. When they, right before the...
Right before that, these pictures of somebody going, they didn't cut to the guy's face, and now my dick went soft.
That's definitely the worst. I haven't. That was. I feel like that's really OG porn shit. I haven't seen any new porn where they show the guy's face while he's jizzing. You
the
know,
old stuff like the Peter North shit.
Yeah,
they would always cut to that fool's face
because it's like, oh, he's the celebrity porn star.
He was the biggest male celebrity porn star, and he used to sell cum pills. Do you remember that?
No.
There would be like infomercials of him selling cum pills. Like, if you want to cum like Peter North, buy these cum pills and you could blast him in the face just like me.
Oh my God. Really?
Because that's what he was known for.
Oh, his just huge amounts of explosive cum.
Yeah, which to a point I was like, is this real?
Yeah. I mean, even some of these guys nowadays. So like back in high school, I used to watch a lot of Bang Bros clips, and there was this guy named Preston. Preston used to be the one fucking everybody. And this dude, Preston, had crazy, impressive loads of jizz he was shooting out, dog. Like, it was kind of, it was like continuous spurts of that shit. Yeah. I'm like, how? But I guess everybody's different because you were there when, remember, Gio was talking about the first time Bart jizzed in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And she said it was so much cum that it kept coming that it spilled out of her cheeks. What the fuck?
That's a ridiculous amount.
How? Like, I've never jizzed that much in my life.
What is the average amount of semen that comes out from an ejaculation?
It can't be that much.
Like a couple teaspoons? Tablespoons?
Yeah, tablespoons make sense.
There definitely is an actual statistic for this. I feel like I learned this in sex ed.
Well,
let's look it up.
Here,
I'm one step ahead of you. 1.5 to 5 milliliters.
1.5 to how much?
Between 1.5 and 5 milliliters.
Milliliters is not a lot, guys. Milliliters is like less than this oat milk right here, which looks surprisingly like some watery cum.
There it is.
Cheers.
How many tablespoons is that? Tim, that is disgusting.
Hold on, I'll convert that real quick.
I want to know the tablespoons in case I want to bake a cum cake.
Oh, God. Robin Couch is Googling and converting for us right now.
5 milliliters is not even one tablespoon. It's 0.34, about 0.34.
Damn.
5 milliliters, so a third of a tablespoon is the average amount of jizz per jizz.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers are fucking shooting it out like it's Christmas. I don't know.
I didn't know that was a Christmas thing.
I was like, I said like, and I didn't know where my metaphor
like
was going.
Like it's Christmas.
They're shooting it out like it's the 4th of July.
There you go.
That one makes sense.
Yes.
Ah, you're right.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Porn.
Very cum-filled episode of Dudes Behind the Foods today, yeah.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you guys had yourself a delicious oatmeal-filled cream pie of a meal as you listen to us today.
Yes, that was disgusting.
And, hey, as always, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Give it a like, rate us 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcast. If you like this hat, goodiebrand.com. And go watch my music video for Pillow Pet because the views are still trash. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.